like just about what the offense has been able to do. Obviously, the ground game has been significantly improved so far in these first two games.
Well, we're still working at it. The O-line is working at knowing each other better because we've got new guys at new spots and we've had some injuries. So we're going to continue to work at it and hope to see some more improvement.
You guys were ranked top a lot of categories in offense. So what do you see room for improvement? What do you see?
Well, across the board, really, Vic. Just, I don't think we started as fast as we wanted to these first couple games. We want to get out there and play from a lead. We just want to be more consistent. Our goal is to score every time we touch the football. That's our goal, so we can enjoy the victory, at the end of the day on Sunday. So we're going to keep working to that end.
Well, Jack said he wishes on that 4th-and-2 that he would have had either Latavius or Mays getting the ball. What went into that, and why weren't one of the bigger backs out there?
Well, we have confidence in all our backs. That play's over. That play had a chance to be successful, but didn't work out. We called it because we thought it would work, and we thought we'd get it. But all of our backs are doing a terrific job, Mays and Latavius included. So we're going to be in that position again, and we hope to convert next time.
Where do you think Latavius has made the biggest jump from last year to now?
Well, he's definitely catching the ball a lot better. He caught it well last year, but he's really worked on his hands in the offseason. I mean, every single day, really worked hard at it. I think just the familiarity of knowing our concepts and getting more turns at running the running plays, running the pass routes. So, he's really started fast this year, and we really enjoyed what he's brought.
Do you feel he's running more violently?
I don't know about more. He had some outstanding violent physical runs last year, too. I think the ones stand out because the one was in the end zone over the Mike Backer in New Orleans, and then he really did a super job against Atlanta. So, like all of us, we're looking to get better, and I know he is, too, to build on it after two initial promising weeks.
With Amari, how much at the end of last year, him finding a way to grind through when he wasn't 100%, how much did that just help him kind of get better as a season?
Well, I think he mentioned the other day that there's fewer unknowns for a second-year player. He knows what to expect. He knows how long this season can be, and so he's more prepared to take care of himself, to make sure that he stays healthy, can stay at that elite level.
What do you think of that hang time? Do you teach that?
That was amazing. Just the catches he makes, and then watching our game against Tennessee last year and the catches he made when we went down there, was it in November? Every single week he does something that you would never expect.
I think last week may have been a breakthrough week for Clive.
I thought, both tight ends did well in the pass game. We needed them. And at times the defense is going to take away certain things. To get a little, you got to give a little. And the tight ends were there for us to catch balls. So Clive's still working through his offseason injury, too, here in week two. And he's practicing more, not in the training room as much. And so we're hoping that trend continues.
Mechanically, how much different was Derek when you first got in?
Mechanically, I wouldn't say he's any different. The kid can throw the football from all different positions. Feet are set, feet are not set, full motion, abbreviated motion. He just has that innate ability. He was put on this earth to play quarterback. So I think mechanically, Coach Downing is continually working on footwork with all the quarterbacks, and that's where throwing starts with your foundation. But Derek is talented enough to be accurate when he has his foundation, also when he doesn't.
Does he look more calm when things break down? It seems to me when he's throwing off his back foot, the ball's coming out with a little bit more purpose and stronger than maybe in the times in the past where he might have.
You may have a point. I just think it's a tough position to play, and the more you get to play it, the better you can improve. I think he's very good at learning from his experiences, and he's gotten to play a lot of football in 2 years, and now here's his 3rd year.